August 26th through September 1st, 1 Corinthians chapters 8 through 13. Ye are the body of Christ. Elder Richard G. Scott taught that we can leave the most precious personal direction of the Spirit unheard if we fail to record and respond to the first promptings that come to us. See, to acquire spiritual guidance, Ensign or Liahona, November 2009. Invite sharing. Paul used analogies and imagery in 1 Corinthians chapters 8 through 13, such as a runner in a race, a human body, and a tinkling cymbal. What insights do class members have about this imagery? How did it help them understand a gospel truth?
Teach the doctrine. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 through 13. We all face temptation, but God provides a way to escape it. How can you help class members discover powerful truths in 1 Corinthians 10:13? One idea is to divide the verse into brief phrases. Give each one to a different class member and ask the class members to restate the phrases in their own words. For example, what is another way to say God is faithful? Or tempted above that ye are able? You could then put some of the class members' statements back together and look for further applications to our lives. Class members may be able to share experiences when they found the promises in this verse to be true. What additional insights can we gain into these verses from Alma 13:27-28? Rather than dwelling on anyone's specific temptations, you might want to focus the discussion of 1 Corinthians 10:13 on temptations that are, in Paul's words, common to man. Class members could start by identifying temptations Paul warned against in verses 1 through 12. They might also suggest modern examples of common temptations, such as temptations to be dishonest, gossip, or judge others. How might a person with God's help escape these temptations? You may want to role-play some situations. It may be valuable to consider 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, in the context of Paul's overarching desire for unity among the saints. What can we do to help each other escape and bear the temptations we might face? How does unity help us resist temptation? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 16 through 17, chapter 11 verses 23 through 30. The sacrament unifies us as members of Christ's church. These verses could inspire a discussion about how the sacrament can unify your ward in your efforts to become more like the Savior. You might begin by reading 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 16 through 17 and exploring what the word communion could mean in this context. Someone could look for possible definitions in a dictionary. How has partaking of the sacrament together helped us feel more united? What can we do to foster unity during sacrament meeting? How does Paul's counsel to let a man examine himself relate to this goal? See 1 Corinthians 11:28. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We should seek for gifts of the Spirit to benefit all of Heavenly Father's children. How can you help your class members review the spiritual gifts Paul described and recognize the great variety of spiritual gifts? You could give them 1 minute to write a list of as many gifts of the Spirit they can think of. When they are done, invite class members to share what they wrote until every gift they listed has been mentioned. Then class members could find other gifts to add to their lists by searching 1 Corinthians 12 and Elder Marvin J. Ashton's list in additional resources. Which of these gifts have class members seen in people they know? How might developing these gifts help us become like Jesus Christ? To help class members see examples of how developing their spiritual gifts helps edify the church, consider inviting them to think of spiritual gifts people in the Scriptures had. For ideas, you could assign them to search one of the scripture references in additional resources and share the spiritual gifts they think that person had. How did these people's spiritual gifts bless themselves and others? How can we use our spiritual gifts to bless others and edify the body of Christ or the church? See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. See also 1 Corinthians 14, 12. To help class members understand how to develop spiritual gifts, invite them to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 27 through 31, Moroni chapter 7, verse 48, chapter 10, verse 23 and 30, Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 8, and the quotation by President George Q. Cannon in additional resources. What do these resources teach us about how to obtain spiritual gifts? How does developing spiritual gifts make us more like Christ? Invite class members to select a gift they would like to obtain and to seek the Lord's help in acquiring that gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Charity is the greatest spiritual gift. Some people think of charity as donations to the poor or kindness towards others. While these things can certainly demonstrate charity, Paul's description is even more expansive. To help class members analyze it, you could ask them to silently ponder 1 Corinthians 13 and think of someone they know who is a good example of one or more aspects of charity Paul mentions. Some class members could describe the person they thought of and an experience in which this person exemplified charity. You might even list parts of Paul's description on the board and invite class members to share ideas about what it means to suffereth long or not be easily provoked. See 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5. How did the Savior exemplify these attributes of charity? How do we develop charity? See Moroni chapter 7, verses 46 through 48. Encourage learning at home. Do your class members know that the doctrines of baptism for the dead and the 3 degrees of glory are referred to in the Bible? Tell them that they will be learning about these truths as they study 1 Corinthians chapters 14 through 16 this week.
Additional resources, 1 Corinthians chapters 8 through 13. Spiritual gifts you may not have thought of. Elder Marvin J. Ashton shared these examples of what he called less conspicuous gifts of the Spirit. Quote, the gift of asking, the gift of listening, the gift of hearing and using a still small voice, the gift of being able to weep, the gift of avoiding contention, the gift of being agreeable, the gift of avoiding vain repetition, the gift of seeking that which is righteous, the gift of not passing judgment, the gift of looking to God for guidance, the gift of being a disciple, the gift of caring for others, the gift of being able to ponder, the gift of offering prayer, the gift of bearing a mighty testimony, and the gift of receiving the Holy Ghost. End quote. From There Are Many Gifts, Ensign, November 1987. Scriptural examples of spiritual gifts. See Genesis chapters 40 and 41. See Ruth chapter 1. 1 Kings chapter 3 verses 5 through 15. Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 24, chapter 2 verses 13 through 15, and verses 19 through 22. Acts chapter 3 verses 1 through 8. Acts chapter 5 verses 12 through 16. Mormon chapter 1 verses 1 through 5. Ether chapter 2 verses 14 through 25, and Ether chapter 3 verses 1 through 20. Doctrine and Covenants section 6 verse 5 and verses 10 through 12. Moses chapter 6, verses 22 through 27, and verses 31 through 43. See also Moses chapter 7, verses 2 through 4, verse 13, and verses 17 through 21. Seek spiritual gifts. President George Q. Cannon of the First Presidency said that it is our duty, quote, to pray to God to give us the gift that will correct our imperfections. They are intended for this purpose. No man ought to say, oh, I cannot help this, it is my nature. He is not justified in it, for the reason that God has promised to give strength to correct these things, and to give gifts that will eradicate them. If a man lack wisdom, it is his duty to ask God for wisdom. The same with everything else. End quote. From Millennial Star, April 23, 1894. Improving our teaching. Live the principles you teach. Living the principles you are teaching will help you bear witness of them more powerfully. Paul taught, quote, Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live the gospel. End quote. From 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14.